My Responsibility to America. John Fitzgerald Kennedy, the 35th President of the United States, said, "My fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country." America is a garden where the seeds of hope are planted. Hope for liberty, success, and hope for a better future. Planted in the soil of American innovation and industrialism, the seeds begin to flourish and the future of America is nourished and cultivated. President Kennedy spoke these well-known words to the future of America, the seedlings, hoping they would grow and achieve their full potential. As citizens of the United States of America, we are both the seeds and the gardeners. We as American citizens have an obligation to recognize the rich history of America that is rooted deep within the nation's soil, while looking to the future and cultivating the next generation of America's harvest. The gardener is mindful of the space and environment that his seedlings need to grow successfully. If this is done correctly, those seedlings will turn into robust, healthy, fruit-bearing plants and flowers. As a young American, I am always mindful of previous Americans who have sacrificed their lives for future generations. I know it is because of their sacrifice that Americans like me enjoy the lives and opportunities we have today. A gardener is responsible for his own share of the harvest. As an American citizen, I must be aware that no one owes me anything. I have been entrusted to be a productive member of this great country. I must expect the same from others, that they will have enough accountability to pay their own way and keep society functioning. Just as the gardener is responsible for his own yield, I too must be accountable for my own gleanings. Perhaps one of the most prominent obligations I have to America is to be willing to defend her. Throughout American history, conflicts have arisen and valiant Americans have accepted the calling and have fought for our country. In a garden, many creatures will try to take the fruit of the plants. If the gardener neglects his garden, the creatures will devour the whole garden. However, if the gardener decides defense is needed, he will construct a system to defend it. The gardener's defense is minute compared to my responsibility to be willing to defend the country. The people who fight are the links in the fence to protect the garden. As an American who has realized there is no better place to live, I have a duty to be willing to fight off intruders and those who would undermine the garden of the United States. There is a serious responsibility in serving in the armed forces of the United States, and it is one of substantial honor and dignity. The gardener will defend his harvest, and I will defend the rights afforded to me. In the Declaration of Independence, many unalienable rights are presented to the American people. These rights have been tried and tested, and servicemen and women have stood in the line of duty to protect them. In turn, this becomes my responsibility to not only know them, but be willing to protect them. As an American, I have a direct duty in taking an active part in voting. I will not resign myself to being a voter of popular opinion. Rather, I have a responsibility of being an informed voter. I will make a decision on who is best equipped for the country as a whole. As a gardener selects the best seeds to grow, I too must research and study the individuals who are attempting to be elected for public office. Embracing this responsibility carries a great impact for the future generations of America. There is an inevitable need for nutrition in any garden via sunlight, soil, and water. In the same way the gardener provides these things to his plants, I must also provide key nutrients to future generations of America. Through my actions, I will provide the best sunlight. Through my beliefs, I can provide the best soil to nourish young seedlings. As a result, these future generations may have an even greater place to grow and thrive. The gardener wants his plants to bear their desired fruit, and I should want the best for future generations. By watering them with advice, I can create an ideal place for them to live and teach the same responsibilities they should embrace as well. The task of watering young Americans with discipline, right thinking, and responsibility is in great need, as many citizens of America do not realize more people will live and desire to thrive in this land for years to come.